On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. We're live online at cfmtas.com.au and on the app. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. It's time to catch up with Richo now from Mace Motorcyclists advocating child empowerment. Good morning, Richo. How are you, mate?
Yeah, g'day, Lee. I'm good, mate. How are you?
Good. I think it's the first time we've had you on the radio. What is Mace?
Mate, we are, as it says, motorcyclists advocating child empowerment. And we advocate for children that have been abused in any formal way or bullied or, yeah, sick kids in hospitals.
Right, so you've got a visit coming up to the Northwest Regional Hospital Paediatrics Department or Unit on Friday. Now, can you tell me what you've been working on lately? What are these super T's that I'm hearing about?
Yeah, so there's a guy in New South Wales, Jason Satias. He came up with the idea of these things because he had a sick child himself in hospital and found it hard when not being able to get a nurse because obviously they're busy, as we all know. And she was sort of vomiting on herself, and he was trying to change out her top, and with the cords and leads and stuff, it was made difficult and she was crying and upset. So he's thought there's got to be a better way, and he's gone away and come back with these super tees, and they're just a t-shirt with a lightning bolt on them, like a superhero. They have a cape on the back, which is reversible. It's just velcroed on, so you can unvelcro it, put it around the front, and use it as a bib for, you know, for special kids that need feeding and different things. They also have press studs across the shoulders and underneath, so, you know, any leads or anything that need replacing, they can be just unpress-started and then leads changed, press-started back up. They're a hospital-approved garment, so they can be used for when they go in for scans and different things as well. So, and it's just to make these young kids feel like what they are, basically superheroes.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how have you been able, like, who's helped you along to be able to do this? Because are you donating these to the hospital on Friday?
Yeah, we are donating them. So We raise funds. We do rides and different things. We do raise funds, but we did have a lovely young family up here on the coast that donated some money through of their own. So there was four of them. There was Ryan, Nakia, Ebony, and Phoebe. They all threw in some of their own personal money, and obviously, yeah, we're going to donate those. We give those to the hospital on Friday, as you've already mentioned. And, yeah, we've got a ride on Saturday, which is leaving the Homemaker Centre in Devonport at 10 o'clock start for a 10:30 leave. And, yeah, all money raised on that day will be going towards getting some more of these super twos.
Right. So as far as your money-raising efforts go, you said you're going on a ride this weekend. What do you stop in at certain places on your ride and ask for donations, or are you quite visible? What's the deal there?
So what we do is we ask for a donation to join the ride. So not everyone's wealthy, so we just ask for any donation of any kind possible that people can donate. We are doing it as a superhero theme, so if anyone that's interested in coming wants to dress up their bike or themselves into a superhero, then yeah, please do so. We do have a trophy for best superhero on the day. So, and we'll have a raffle of some sort and different things to raise some funds on the day.
So this just enables you to be able to run programs like this Super Tees program. So you've done various things over the years, like you do Easter runs typically and drop off Easter eggs to kids at hospitals. So is anybody welcome to join you on your ride this weekend and into the future?
Yeah, mate, absolutely. So we have a Facebook page, which is just Mace Northwest Tasmania, and we promote all our rides and things on there. We do try and get them across the radio when we can. And, yeah, it's open to all bikes and all licensed riders and cars, for that matter. Like, we have opened it up for, you know, for cars that want to go out and do their daily cruises. We only just sort of cruise along on our ride. You know, we're pretty aware that there are learners and different things that join our ride, so we take it fairly easy. So all we ask for, that the bikes are registered and cars are registered and the people that are riding and driving are fully licensed.
Right, that Facebook page again, just literally type in Mace, M-A-C-E.
Yep, Northwest.
Mate, awesome. Just wanted to tip our cap to you for the hard work that you have done in the past and continue to do in the future. And just before we go, Richo, what's your ride?
I do ride a Harley. I ride a Softail Sport Glide.
Lovely. Mate, good to chat this morning. Anything else before we go?
Yes, mate. If there are any businesses out there listening that would like to jump on board and donate and help us get a lot more of these things in, they're more than welcome to get in contact with us. I think the motto that we use for the Super... for the Super Tees is that all superheroes deserve a costume. So
that's exactly right. Good on you. Great to chat this morning. We look forward to getting you on the radio at some point in the future.
All right. Thanks very much, Lee.
Anytime, mate. And ride safe.